Former two-sport star Bo Jackson brings his sports dome to Central Ohio with a simple philosophy: take the outdoor activities indoors. Jackson says he expects high demand at the $5.5 million, 114,000-square-foot facility in Hilliard's Roger Reynolds Municipal Park.
That term, if you build it, they will come. They should add on to that. They will come out of the woodworks because everybody, it's something that the Midwest need, like just like I said earlier. During the winter, the summer sports are stymied here because you can't get outside because of the snow and ice, or it's just too cold. And it's nice to bring the outdoors indoors, especially when you can't get out.
Jackson likens his elite sports center to a health club membership, as every part of the building will be leased out to groups and teams. The Hilliard facility follows one built in Lockport, Illinois, that includes a football field, two baseball diamonds, a dozen batting cages, and six mounds. The city of Hilliard will also have access to the center for its recreation programs. Jackson says it will also have classrooms because he wants the kids to learn life lessons as well as sports.
Life isn't all about hitting a home run, scoring a touchdown, shooting a basket. If these kids don't have the right tools to go out into the world and survive, because your baseball skills won't do it for you, your football skills won't do it for you. We want to teach them the right way to go about being an athlete, because if they continue to watch what's going on TV today with the athletes, with all the celebration and look at me, I'm this and I'm that, they'll never make it. Athletics have more to offer kids in this day and age besides a cocky attitude, and that's what we're teaching them: to respect the game, respect the play, respect your competitors, respect yourself.
Jackson won the Heisman Trophy in 1985. Combining power and speed, he played four seasons in the NFL for the Raiders beginning in 1987, while also playing professional baseball with the Royals. A hip injury in 1991 ended his football career. Jackson returned to baseball for the White Sox and the Angels before retiring at the end of the 1994 season. The Hilliard Sports Center is expected to open next summer. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.